What's going on, you forgetful fuck nuggets? Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live from the lair.
I'm Toxic Male, that's the Rotund Revenger, and I forgot what we were going to talk about, because when I was a kid, I was doing a whole lot of this, and then some of this.
Oh, yeah.
This now, is one of the weirdest stories we've covered in a while.
All right, now hang on here. Like, this dementia thing is like one of my my fears for myself.
Yeah.
Because of the TBI, mm-hmm. and my grandmother died of it. You know,
yeah.
So I, and my memory is already shit as it is. So this scares the shit out of me. And we're going to go through this article, and every swinging cock out there has done this. Okay. It doesn't matter if you got the beef and cheddar or the downward pointing tool.
Yep.
The Diaca. Deployable Inseminator Carrier Kit is the acronym for that.
And this is one of the biggest fears for everyone. Losing your mind is one of the biggest fears, and losing mobility is one of the biggest fears.
I mean, I'm going to be honest.
And eyesight. That's another one, like, in the top three.
Yeah. And if I lose my mind, I'm done.
Yeah.
I go blind, I'm done.
Well, that's one of the reasons Robin Williams offed himself.
Yeah.
Is because he could no longer remember a lot of his lines. He needed a lot of help and assistance, and he wasn't able to improv like
he used to.
He used to. I mean, that was one of the sharpest comedic minds that has ever walked the planet.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
I don't think anybody would deny that.
Yeah, and we did that video about Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And we made that video before we found out about his medical diagnosis. Mm-hmm.
I still think that the divorce had a
major role in there. I mean, literally, the guy's losing his mind. It's actually confirmed, but he has to pay like $2 million a year in alimony to two ex-wives in California. And look, and you can't really get out of that.
Isn't there some sort of a clause in our government about cruel and unusual punishment?
Yeah.
I would think $2 million a year for alimony to two pieces of slot C, you don't even get to tag anymore.
Yeah.
I would call that cruel and unusual.
In fact, we're going to put the Robin Williams video in the links below so you guys can watch it. Leave comments on that too as well.
Yeah, it's if you never shed a tear watching this show and you haven't seen it, that episode, you might. Just a word of warning.
Because, listen, that guy was magnificent.
Yeah,
truly
he was. I don't think anybody would deny that at all.
And we're not going to see that kind of talent again in our lifetimes.
No, especially because now, if you're actually funny, you're offensive.
Right now, true comedians are labeled istophobigots.
Yep. Talk about losing your mind, and you people don't have Alzheimer's for an excuse, leftoids.
Yet.
Yeah, but you're definitely a bunch of nose-picking ass bags. So.
Oh, my God.
We'll see how it goes from there. But why don't we dive right in here and show you exactly what the hell it is we're talking about. New research suggests that picking your nose may increase the risk for Alzheimer's and dementia. A study out of Griffith University. Now, you thought this was satire when I read you the title. By Professor James St. John suggests that picking your nose may increase the risk for Alzheimer's and dementia. Chlamydia pneumonia, not the sexually transmitted kind, if you know what I mean.
Gonorrhea! No. But here's the thing, though. What if you actually get chlamydia up your nose?
Like, fingering a chick, and then you're like, oh, hang on, my nose itches.
So you could get VD directly injected into your brain.
Now, I don't see anybody ever doing that. No.
We've never
flicked the bean and then smelled our finger.
There you go.
You know, and you don't want to get caught doing it like this, so you'd be like, ah, my nose itches.
It's still the same thing.
There you go.
All you got to do is inhale during there. One little microbe goes up there. VD of the thinking meat.
Your nasty-ass bacterial vaginosis just wiped out my memories of childhood.
You want to know what other VD actually affects the brain, too?
What?
Syphilis.
Oh, yeah. Big-time syphilis.
Yes.
And who has the highest rates of syphili in the U.S. of I? LGBTQWTFLOL.
And they might have contracted it by getting something in their eye.
This is the reverse of the 90s where every pop song, you know, every vowel was A, you know, now it's ah. I'm gonna quit the day. I walked away. I'm gonna You know it. You know it was like that in the 90s.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, yeah.
But we'll jump back in here. Chlamydia pneumonia, not the sexually transmitted kind, has long been suspected to be a factor in Alzheimer's and dementia, but the pathway past the blood-brain barrier is yet to be discovered. The Griffith study noted that the bacteria can use the nerve extending between the nasal cavity and the brain as an invasion path to the central nervous system.
Oh, my God.
The brain responds by depositing amyloid beta protein, which is a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. At least this is what happens in mice. The next step is to prove that human brains can be accessed by the bacteria via the same olfactory nerve. He says, we need to do this study in humans and confirm whether the same pathway operates in the same way. It's research that's been proposed by many people, but not completed. What we do know is that these same bacteria are present in humans, but we haven't worked out how they get there. In the meantime, he suggests that everyone stop picking their nose and plucking their nose hairs just to be on the safe side.
And, well, here's another thing. Maybe they can come up with an antibiotic that'll go through the blood-brain barrier and get the stuff before it actually lingers for years upon end.
Yeah.
Because let's look at it like this. And I'm rubbing my nose. I forgot.
Still smells like your mom.
Well, I have the problem because of my TBI.
Yes.
That I always have the feeling of insects crawling on my face. It is a living hell.
Oh, yeah.
And
people still give you shit for it, yeah. No matter how many times you've explained that.
Yeah, and it's okay. I mean, it is what it is. Some people they think I'm one of a corporate talking head.
Of course.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you're Fucker Carlson.
There's no way I could do it. Well, I shouldn't say there's no way I could do it. It would be very difficult for me to redact the swear words, and
I mean, we know exactly what your brain sounds like when you try to redact swear words. Yeah, there you go.
It's hard to explain in that regard, but...
Yep.
Yeah. Listen, and like I said at the beginning of the stream, we all do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, you know, if you're one of the two genders or of the 129 counterfeit genders, everyone does it.
Yep.
Everyone does it.
Oh, man, this is great here. The last bit... It says here is we don't want to damage the inside of our nose, and picking and plucking can do that. If you damage the lining of your nose, you can increase how many bacteria can go up inside your brain. It may explain a few things. Yeah, I mean, so it seems like an innocuous, mindless activity. We all did it as children, and some people seem to think that a clear window... Being surrounded by clear windows in your car is somehow a barrier between you and other people. You see them at stoplights all the time, just going to town like they're trying to lobotomize themselves.
We're all guilty of that.
So let's take a look here. I mean, it seemed so just so simple before, but now? Yeah. See that? Oh, hang on. Here it comes. Alzheimer's right there in the mouth. And then one of my personal favorites of all time took place at an NBA game here. Check this guy out. This is a man with no shame and lots of style. He's in between these guys here. 27 plus points a game. Out. Home,
draining his knee, trying to make it back. Yeah, but the dude is obviously like a minimum of 50 years old.
I know. I love this, though. It's not the wink that I find so funny. It's his expression when he inspects the booger. Watch this. He pulls his finger out. And then he goes... He can't even look at it because he's like, he's too busy staring at me like I'm an asshole for just showing.
I can't watch this stuff. it's terrible.
What is it about you said, we all do it. It's something you've seen, done. But
it's hard to make, like after the TBI, it's like one of those protection barriers in your mind that keeps you from saying crazy stuff.
Oh.
Or filtering out, like literally when I see stuff like that, it affects me. Like I get ill and I have a hard time with it. And what really does it, if I actually see somebody get on screen, like when you showed that one woman doing the backflips and she dislocates both knees.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I think it's something left over from Iraq, to be honest.
Yeah.
That and the TBI, because I saw some people get whacked harshly. And I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yep.
So I try to avoid the triggers, so I don't watch that stuff. Just like you were showing me the video of that dude getting his Johnson cut off.
Oh my God. It didn't even take you 2 seconds. You're like, I'm out. I'm done.
I felt the lightning go up my spine, the nausea. I'm like, ah! I mean, it was terrible. You can call me a pussy all you want. It's fine. I got it. I could take the criticism.
It is what it is. But hey, you know, or should I say, but hey, do yourself a favor. This holiday season, you know, invest in Kleenex. You know, maybe not use the, especially the wax kits that people are now using on their noses that rip out everything, like in the first half an inch that goes up in there.
I've actually had that done.
Get a nose hair trimmer. Okay. Be careful with it. Mm. And invest in snacks. I know it's difficult in Joe Biden's America when everything is more expensive and the price of candy has gone up more in the last 2 years than at any other point in history. But,
Do you want to know?
Might be a good idea.
You want to know what would work better? Mm. Colloidal silver.
Colloidal silver?
That shit kills virtually every bacteria and virus known to man.
Do they make like a sinus rinse or something like that with it or a sinus spray?
You can make it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You can go buy yourself an Afrin spray bottle that goes up your nose, use the stuff, and then you can brew your own colloidal silver. All you need is...
Or you can buy it highly concentrated and dilute it with distilled water.
Yeah, you could do that too. But the stuff, when it's highly concentrated, there may or may not be an additional chemical in there to hold more. Because water will only hold 15 to 20 parts per million, and then you start seeing it... build up on the bottom of the water, because I've made colloidal silver.
Yeah, I've seen you do this. It looks like you're creating, you know, an IED, but it's colloidal silver.
Well, when I first started doing it, I'm like, it's got to be bullshit. So I put a bunch of lettuce in a 1 gallon jar of water, and I let it sit out in the sun, and it turned into this gooey green soup, and you can actually see stuff swimming around in there. It was 1 gallon. I put in 3 ounces of my own colloidal silver into the water. The next day, there was a pile of dead shit on the bottom, and that was it. That stuff works.
That's
and
awesome.
I actually used it for chest colds, because you can get a nebulizer. I put it in there, and I breathe it for 10 or 15 minutes when I start feeling stuff coming on.
Yeah.
And there is no downside. And I know everyone's going to be like, oh, no, colloidal silver turns your skin blue.
Only if you ingest huge amounts
of it. If you drink 3 quarts of it a day for 3 to 5 years or more, yes, it will do stuff to your skin.
Yep.
But an occasional sniff up the nose, it's, you know, at those low parts per million, it's not going to make a shit bit of difference.
But I will say this, you know, people worried about their skin changing color, you can accomplish the same thing with carrots. You can literally eat too many carrots and you will look like you belong at Wonka's factory.
Well, the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to go to the hospital and they're going to check your liver to see if your enzymes are right.
Yeah, because, you know, you're going to look jaundiced and fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a former president.
What most people don't understand
is... Too much bronze or done.
If you develop jaundice... And you're an adult, that means your liver
is going
already severely impacted by something.
Not good.
That is not good.
And neither is Alzheimer's. So invest in snacks. Stop making a portion of your dietary intake every day what belongs, you know, what should stay in your nose or blow it into a napkin, and you should be okay. If you can remember to do that, and if you can't remember to do that, you might have eaten too many boogers.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
But thank you for watching the video and supporting the channel. If you want to be kept up to date with Twisted Tuesdays, make sure you hit that subscribe button, because if you don't, well, I'm going to mail you a Pringles can full of boogers.
Hey, why don't you read that one part of the guy that we helped save his ass?
We're going to do that tomorrow night, man.
Tomorrow night. Okay, cool.
Same time, same station. Live.
We went up to what, 482?
482. It's going to be delicious and nutritious. Tastes like chicken, unlike your boogers.
Ah!
See you next time.
Take it easy.